From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. Welcome to Invest Insights. I'm Abby Maloney. I'm joined today by Christina Renna, the president and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce of Southern New Jersey. Christina, thank you so much for being here again.
Thank you so much for having me again, Abby.
I'm looking forward to speaking to you about how New Jersey has adapted due to the pandemic, some new business norms, this new economy we find ourselves in that is very much shaped by our experiences over the past year and a half. But before we get to that, how have you personally changed, or what have been the new personal norms that you started during the pandemic, whether it be hobbies or interests or new technologies that you know you're going to carry with you in this post-pandemic climate?
Well, it's sort of overlapping with the Chamber because my personal new norm is going to Zoom and Teams to use it for not just work-related things, but connecting with family members that are may not be as local or whatever it may be. Prior to the pandemic, I never had used Zoom in my life. I didn't have it on any device. I never used Teams in my life. And so I really think it's been a blessing getting used to this technology. And then just transferring it, not just, of course, professionally, you definitely see the upsides now. We're able to do this right now because of it. And before, four years ago, if you had asked me 3 years ago, if you had asked me to do this, I would have said, not just going on a computer and doing an interview. This sounds ridiculous. So that is the one thing as far as technology goes. Otherwise, you know, I really enjoyed being able to read more because you're home more. And that is something that I'm really trying to carve out time. I've always been a reader, but I got to read a ton of books during the pandemic, and I'm going to try to continue that now that we're hopefully slowly emerging out of it.
What's your favorite genre?
I mean, I like historical fiction, so, but I mean, I also like a good thriller. I'll do anything.
The offshore wind project, Ocean Wind, has caused excitement in the region and is expected to be a significant job creator as well as a valuable source of economic development. Outside of these two factors, why is this project crucial for the future growth and sustainability of the South Jersey region?
Well, you obviously hit the nail on the head as it relates to the two biggest issues, right? It's going to grow the economy, the workforce and the job creation. It's going to bring upwards of 1,000 construction jobs. And once the project's all done, they're looking 70 to 100 full-time jobs there. But aside from that, one thing that is a consistent theme you hear from everyone in South Jersey, especially Atlantic County, is that we really need to continue to work to diversify that Atlantic County economy. And this is one thing that this project will absolutely do. These are going to be high-paying, valuable jobs that are not in gaming and hospitality. And don't get me wrong, gaming and hospitality is Atlantic County's bread and butter. But what we've learned over the years is it can't just be all about gaming and hospitality. And so Ocean Wind opens this whole new door to the quote unquote blue economy that wasn't there a few years ago. And I really think other than the obvious benefits that you mentioned, that is really just as important, if not more important, because Atlantic County and Atlantic City's success is dependent upon making sure we're finding ways to diversify that economy.
You know, just touched upon the reliance on hospitality and tourism. And at the height of pandemic, the casinos closed for 108 days, leading to unprecedented levels of unemployment throughout the region. And now South Jersey's economy, as it progressively opens, unemployment levels are, of course, you know, getting better. But within hospitality and tourism, we're still seeing a lag. What successful strategies have you observed from casinos and other entities within the tourism and hospitality sectors employing to handle what has already become a very busy summer?
There's clearly a crisis. It's not unique to restaurants, hospitality, gaming. It's a national crisis. But you're right in that it's affecting those specific industries much more than others. It's been really interesting and always fascinating to me to see how Atlantic City always picks itself up and comes up with innovative and creative ideas to rebuild themselves during troubled times or help out job lookers or help out their economy. One thing we saw really in the spring was organizations like the Casino Control Commission had a massive job fair looking for veterans to fill the almost 2,000 open jobs that was open in the spring leading up to the summer season. We also, of course, saw the specific casinos like Hard Rock, like Borgata, and many others had their own job fairs looking for non-traditional employees to help fill these roles because there is a labor shortage. So why not look outside the usual suspects and kind of tap into some underrepresented communities to try to fix this labor shortage that we're seeing. And so it's been pretty interesting and kind of fun to watch how the casino industry in Atlantic City's nonprofits, for-profit communities have banded together to work together to fix this problem that is still a problem, but at least they were all working together.
And how has the chamber gotten involved to address the labor shortage?
So we have something on our website. It's a job board that usually a lot of our services on our website are just, you know, from dues paying members. But we added a whole new community section with a job board, and we're reaching out to our employers to say, give us all of your open jobs. So many of our manufacturers come to me and say, Christina, I have hundreds of jobs open right now. I cannot find people to fill them. So we're posting them on our website. We're making it open to the general public. And then we're pushing it out far and wide to our legislators here in South Jersey, to our business community, and just to rank and file, you know, individuals. They don't have to be businesses, to say, if you know someone looking for a job, here's one resource that you can tap into that really does focus on South Jersey job opportunities. You know, back in the day, people used to open the newspaper and circle what they want. That's not there anymore. So we've tried to create a home base for people to look for these job opportunities and make it a resource open to the public.
Earlier this year, cannabis became recreationally legal in the state of New Jersey. And you've since spoke about the potential economic benefits and impact that this could have. As South Jersey continues to diversify its offerings, what role do you believe the recreational cannabis industry will play in this new economy?
South Jersey is perfectly positioned to be a leader in cannabis because of our agricultural nature in Cumberland County, in Salem County. We certainly have the land available to be able to grow cannabis and then provide it to providers throughout the state of New Jersey. It's very interesting to see what's going to happen. We're not going to really see any real movement on the cannabis front probably until next year. The Cannabis Regulatory Commission is doing its work now. They have a timeline that they need to complete their work, that those regulations are going to guide what ends up happening, including how many permits are distributed to potential growers of cannabis here in New Jersey. I think there is just under 90 licenses available, but how many are going to go here in state? And again, because of, you know, the fact that we do have so much open space and farmland here, I think that we are very well positioned for that. It's going to be very interesting to see what ends up happening. Certain municipalities in South Jersey have really embraced cannabis and are really looking to maximize that economic exposure it can bring their towns, whereas others have outright banned it and said, we don't want legalized cannabis here in our town. Of course, state law will always supersede municipal law, but they're doing things like saying we can't, you know, be out in public in spaces or whatever it may be. So certain towns are embracing it. Certain towns want no part of it. But at the end of the day, when it comes to the growing of the cannabis and that kind of economic opportunity it's going to bring to the region, I think that South Jersey is top of the line to benefit.
And all these new changes creating this new economy we find ourselves in, what's next for the chamber and the labor market overall in South Jersey?
Well, what's next for the chamber is we're just going to keep continuing to help our members every way we can, continue to provide the resources as they evolve out of this pandemic, hopefully, and get them well positioned to continue doing business. We are seeing so many of our members are just so excited to be back out in public again, networking, reconnecting with faces they haven't seen in a year. And again, it's all about keeping that economic activity here in South Jersey while continuing to, you know, further our new expanded mission of our chamber that we rolled out in December of 2019 to be a better community partner and definitely a more inclusive chamber to the region. And so they are priorities of ours and things that we're going to continue to push through as we move forward in time. As it relates to the economy, I mean, you tackled some of the big economic development issues. Wind is huge. Cannabis, of course. We have aviation is huge. Food manufacturing is growing. There's a lot of excitement here in South Jersey. And South Jersey is getting a lot of looks that maybe they didn't get in the past because people realize how much opportunity there is down here in the southern part of the state, how much room there is to grow and develop. And that means a lot. And so we're excited about the future of the economy here in South Jersey.
Well, thank you again. That's Christina Renna, the president and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce of Southern New Jersey. My name is Abby Malone. Thank you again, Christina.
You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.